Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we were talking about on VFN Radio, the original intent of the country. We're talking about the Bill of Rights, talking about the Constitution. And we've had a couple weeks ago, we did a series on the Constitution with Judge Napolitano. Mm-hmm. And if you missed that, you really want to see it because really, really encouraging, filled with just great information. But you're noticing that there's a lot of people that right now are really getting educated about the Constitution, mm-hmm. the Bill of Rights. It's important to them. They're defending freedom. Everyone's pulling out their pocket Constitution. I mean, I saw someone, one of the news anchors, pull out a pocket Constitution on air. I mean, everybody's like, this is the thing now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes us to get to a point where we can lose yeah. our rights before people start discovering and dusting their rights off.
Well, it's definitely a topic that people are now being aware of because it's on the forefront of so many discussions. People are just like, I didn't know that. So they're definitely taking their own initiative to find out so they can know.
Absolutely. Well, I want to share with you a video. I want to share with you a video of a person that's going around. He did an experiment. He's going around and telling people, average Americans, average citizens that are, you know, in public, to sign a petition to repeal the Bill of Rights. That he's saying that the president wants to repeal the Bill of Rights. Mm. This is not what the president wants to do, but he's saying this just to see what the, you know, if the people are going to respond. What are they going to say? Repeal the Bill of Rights means to get rid of them, get rid of the Constitution.
All right.
And he's just asking the question and just seeing if people will challenge him, if they will question him.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing really to do with about the president, but it's just getting them to see if are they really engaged. Listen to how they respond and what they're willing to do.
A signature to support Obama repealing the Bill of Rights, taking things further than the Patriot Act. In this new world order, we don't need that old-fashioned Bill of Rights anymore.
He's talking to this guy and the guy's signing it right
there.
Bill
of Rights. I appreciate it. Thanks, dude.
The guy signs and walks away.
Did you get that? What the heck? You know, the force is strong with this one. You support Obama and repealing the Bill of Rights?
Yeah, sir.
Just a name and a signature.
The man says,
we're
yeah,
doing
sure.
everything we can to help Obama modernize the Bill of Rights in today's new world order, today's society. So we're helping to support him repealing the Bill of Rights. Birth date, please? To repeal the Bill of Rights? I don't think we really need those. And a signature to repeal the Bill of Rights as well. You just helped us repeal the Bill of Rights. Thanks, bro. Will you help us support Obama repealing the Bill of Rights? There's some new legislation. Obama wants to repeal the Bill of Rights, so we want to just show support for that and replace it with new NDAA-type Patriot Act legislation. The Bill of Rights, you've just repealed the Bill of Rights. Thank you so much.
This goes on.
Obama repeal the Bill of Rights.
This goes on.
All of them.
For over 4 minutes.
Wow.
4 minutes. And this guy's just standing there just making stuff up, obviously.
Yeah.
Just making stuff up and just talking out of his head. Saying things that obviously are not true, but to see how basically outrageous
yeah.
things that he can say. And the people, one after the other, one by one, are just signing their name, signing it, putting their
didn't
birthday.
Question it.
They didn't question it, and he's like shocked after each one of them. And this is what, there was just three people. We're going to make that available for you on the torch, but let's talk about what the Bill of Rights and what these people were just willing to sign
just
off on
way,
and just flippantly right. sign. Let me tell you, the Bill of Rights is in the Constitution. It's the first 10 amendments in the Constitution. The very first one is the freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom of religion, freedom of press, that Congress shall make no law responding to an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the abridging of the freedom of speech or the press, or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Think about this. Think about it. These folks just signed off and said, yep, you can repeal, you can take away, you can scratch off this part of the Constitution.
Yeah.
And it says, I don't need my freedom of speech. It said, I don't need my freedom of religion.
Mm-mm.
And I don't need my right to, you know, gather peaceably.
Right.
Just abandon it.
Yeah.
Without even knowing it. The Second Amendment is the right to bear arms, a well-guarded, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You'll even hear that some people will say, well, that was just what the colonists put down there so that, you know, Great Britain, you know, wouldn't come back or any... This is for all time. This is not just like for one moment period of time in life. This is so that any government at any time couldn't usurp their, you know, the authority and go, you know, over the people.
Mm-hmm.
So they just signed off their rights. They just signed it off. Mm-hmm. This is scary. Wow. I mean, think about this. This is scary that if this was a real petition,
how many people would sign it?
How many people would put their name on it, not even knowing? Listen, you got to read. You got to know what you're putting your name on. You got to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Amendment number 3, the quartering of soldiers. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in the time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. What is this amendment saying? A soldier just can't kick a door down and saying, oh, we're going to stay here in your house, and you're going to feed us because I'm a soldier of whatever. Mm-hmm. This is what was happening to the colonists. I mean, this is called wisdom. You know, there's no new bag of tricks. You know, they've learned over their past experiences and the pain of injustices to say, you know what, my God-given rights are being, you know, abused right here.
Mm-hmm.
Amendment number 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. Effects is what? Phone, whatever, your computer, your iPad, your electronical, right? Your digital paper.
Mm-hmm.
And against unreasonable searches and seizures that shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon the probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and in particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. This is a very specific amendment that protects your rights to privacy. That people just can't walk in there, in your house, in your stuff, in your computers, now in your phones. The government can't, nor anyone else, and just look through your stuff.
That's right.
Now, that can be done. That can be done if there is a warrant, a search warrant. And typically those are issued by a judge, and there has to be probable cause. They can't just do it because they feel like it. There has to be probable cause that a crime is going to be committed or maybe has been committed, and they're trying to get, you know, some evidence. But it's not a blanket search warrant to search your entire house. It has to be very specific.
Right.
And, in fact, we have a segment on the torch just on the Fourth Amendment. Just on the Fourth Amendment. And we'll make sure that that is related for you as well on the torch, on the highlight today, so that you can make sure that you can listen to that one. The Fifth Amendment, trial and punishment, compensation for takings. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land of naval forces or in the militia, when it's when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, property, without due process of the law. No, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. I mean, there is a lot in the Fifth Amendment.
Yeah.
But you're entitled to a trial and to be judged by your peers. And you're entitled not to incriminate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what it means when people say, I take the Fifth.
Yeah.
I plead the Fifth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I plead the Fifth. I take the Fifth. That means I don't have to say anything that...
To incriminate myself.
Yeah. To incriminate myself, and then I don't have to say anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're seeing court proceedings, maybe on TV or you've seen them in the past, what you're seeing is the Constitution on display. There's different parts of the Constitution throughout a court proceeding that you're actually seeing taking place. These are our rights. This is a beautiful system. Amendment number 6, the right to a speedy trial, confrontation of witnesses. And this was ratified by the way, 12/15/1791.
Wow.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy trial and a public trial. That means they can't keep you in prison for 10 years
mm-hmm.
till one day await trial to see if you're guilty or not guilty. And you have the right to be tried in public, not in a closed room door by 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this all out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is protect you from someone violating you. By impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, and to have compulsory process of obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of the counsel for his defense. If people are testifying against you, you need to know, this is right that says, show your face if you can't testify in secret. It also affords you the opportunity to bring witnesses for your defense and for you to have counsel. I mean, counsel is a good thing. I mean, you don't want to show up for a surgery without a doctor. You know what I'm saying? You want to show up with someone who's qualified to be able to do what they have to do. And in this case, an attorney to help you because you don't know the law. You didn't go to law school and get a JD. You know what I'm saying? They study law. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Amendment number 7. These are the ones now. These are the amendments, the Bill of Rights that these folks in this video, where this man was just being completely outrageous, just saying, you know, on purpose, just to see, you know, how they were going to respond. Just to see what, you know, what they were going to do. He says that he told them, he's walking around with a clipboard, and you'll see this on the torch. He's walking around with a clipboard, and he's saying, you know, the president wants to repeal the Bill of Rights. We want to support him. We just need you to sign this here so that we can repeal, you know, the Bill of Rights. We want to get away with it, you know. And he's just going on and on and on, just saying gibberish.
Pulling stuff out.
Yeah, pulling stuff out. But the purpose of it was to see what people, you know, what were they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And they're signing off and saying, okay, okay. And this one lady looked like, Bill of Rights, but she signed it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, she just signed off to get rid of all those rights that we just shared. The last, the number 7 is trial by jury in civil cases and suits of common law where the value in controversy shall not exceed $20. The right of a trial by jury shall be preserved and in no fact tried by, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any other court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. So you have a right to have a trial.
Mm-hmm.
Amendment number 8. Cruel and unusual punishment. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. I mean, you think about these rights. This is not afforded to people all over the world. This is our United States Constitution. Right. Mm-hmm. But believe you me, there's people that are treated, let's say Evan Prison in Iran,
right,
with cruel and unusual punishment, and they're just being detained and locked up to whoever feels like letting them go.
Mm-hmm.
There's rights in this country. That's why it's important that people that come to this country, listen, if you come to this country, you want to be a part of this country because you want to be an American,
right,
and you want to adopt the laws that we have here. We don't want to change the laws. Amendment number 9, the construction of Constitution. And this is the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And this is a real, Amendment number 10, powers of the state and the people. And if you listen to Constitution and Freedom, the 6-part series that we talked about, Constitution and Freedom, you learned that the government didn't create the states, but the states actually created the federal government, and the states shared their power to formalize a central government, the federal government. Well, the 10th Amendment is basically says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the United States, and are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. It's about the states being able to make their own laws. We want to show you and let you listen to a quick video that goes through these Bill of Rights really, really quick, but in another way so that it help you to keep them in your mind, and we'll also make them available on The Torch. Listen up.
The first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, also known as the Bill of Rights, were ratified or passed over 200 years ago. But even though they're a bit, well, old, these first 10 amendments are still the most debated and discussed section of our Constitution today. So can you remember what they are? Let's take a look. The First Amendment is the freedom of speech, press, religion, assembly, and petition. This may be the most revered of the amendments. The First Amendment protects our rights to say and write our opinions, worship how we please, assemble together peacefully, and petition our government if we feel the need. The Second Amendment is the right to bear arms. The original intent of the Second Amendment was to protect colonists from the invading British soldiers, but it now guarantees that you have the right to own a gun to defend yourself and your property. The Third Amendment is called the Quartering Amendment. It was written in response to the British occupation and as a result of the colonists having to house, or quarter, soldiers in their homes during the American Revolution. Because of this amendment, our government can never force us to house soldiers in our home. The Fourth Amendment is the right to search and seizure. The police can't come into our home without a search warrant and take our personal property. Today, many concerns have arisen about our rights to privacy and technology. For example, can the government track your location with your smartphone, or can social media postings such as on Facebook and Twitter be used without a warrant? On to the fifth. It's all about due process. You've probably heard the phrase, "I plead the fifth," in movies or on TV. They're talking about the Fifth Amendment, which says that you don't have to take the witness stand against yourself if you may end up incriminating yourself. Okay, we're halfway done. The Sixth and Seventh Amendments are about how the legal system works. If you're accused of a crime, you have the right to a speedy public trial and an impartial jury. You also have the right to a lawyer and the right to take the stand if you choose. This is important because it will prevent the accused from sitting in prison forever and insists that the prosecution proceed with undue delay. The Seventh says that if you're charged with a crime, you have the right to a jury trial where 12 impartial peers decide your innocence or guilt in the courtroom as opposed to a judge doing it all alone. The Eighth Amendment prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. Is a death penalty cruel? Is it unusual? It's hard for Americans to agree on the definitions of cruel and unusual. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments are called the Non-Rights Amendments. They say that the rights not listed in the Bill of Rights are retained by the people in the states. You have other rights that are not listed in the Constitution, and the states have the right to make their own policies, like instituting state taxes. So, now you know all 10 amendments. Can you remember them all? If not, remember this. The Bill of Rights are a crucial piece of American history, and though society has undergone many changes these past 200 and some years, the interpretation and application of these...
Don't forget these Bill of Rights. They're so important. We're going to have this in available for you on the torch, but don't be so quick to sign off. Listen, we have a great Constitution with Bill of Rights that really affirm our rights as American citizens and as a human being.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.